Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Wednesday, 98.9 Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy here. Hello, good morning to you. Hi, Scott Fiziano here. Sandy Waters right there. What's up? How are you? Good morning. Hi.
Hello.
It's Sandy Waters. Wow. Maybe every day I'll do that.
Yes, please do that.
Like going, wow.
I got to do it for you now. What? Scott Spazzano!
Yeah. Sandy Waters, here we go. Clouds today, it's going to rain. There you go. Have a nice day. 58 degrees. Let's see, a 60% chance of rain today.
Okay.
Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain. Then Friday, 40% chance in clouds. So, weekend looks better. 20% chance of rain on Saturday. And Sunday's the nicest. Monday's even nicer. So, we're good. We're good. Damn neighbor yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I hear noise. There's a steamroller. There's an aerating machine. There's guys, like, working on. Oh, my God.
And then, I don't ever do any of that nonsense, yeah. Do you?
I probably
the aerating machine and the steamroller.
I have to. My yard is choked with weeds and doesn't grow anything. It's got moss in it. It's just gross. And now the guy with a nice lawn will have an even nicer lawn. And I've been eyeing this dethatcher aerator thing. But my wife doesn't want another.
Wait,
piece
you're
of
gonna
equipment.
Buy it? Yeah, oh, I thought you were going to just...
No, it's $150. I mean, why pay somebody $150 when you can own the machine?
Yeah, I didn't realize it only cost $150.
Well, this one isn't a giant, thing. I mean, it'll take a little longer and it's manual. You got to do it yourself. But still, I mean, why pay a lawn service to come? I mean, nothing against lawn services. But why? Yeah. If you want to do it yourself.
Sure.
And I made a commitment.
There was a lot of neighbors mowing yesterday, too. And my poor husband... His hours just don't allow him to mow after work. It's just impossible. So our grass is so tall.
Is it?
There was a, how garbage goes around? We had a bucket of some sort just fly into our backyard. I'm like, oh, man, the wind carried it into the backyard. It was there for a week. We look like the trashy neighbor.
Still there.
So yesterday, I'm like, I'll go out and get it. I got lost in the grass. It was so tall.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Maybe a third have mowed around us, but we're kind of in the woods, so we don't get a ton of sun. No blazing, sun on the grass all day long when there is sun.
People settle down. Even the neighbor that doesn't do anything to his yard was out there. I'm like, oh, God, this is not good. My husband's going to be so angry when he gets home.
I have so many dandelions, and I'm such a scourge. I've got this stuff which I, hit it with and it does take care of it very well. Mm. But between now and I was going to do it today, but then if it rains, then it'll wash all the junk off the weeds and then it won't work, right?
I don't know how this works. Yeah, that's not my responsibility is the yard.
You know, sometimes when you do lawn stuff, you got to time it out with the rain. Like, okay,
sure.
So if you
I
put
know
fertilizer
that, yeah.
down, it'd be neat to do it just before it rains so you don't have to water, right?
Okay.
But if you put yeah. weed killer down that coats the leaves and kills the weed, then you don't want it being washed off. So
okay.
I got to get out there and look at the bottle of weed stuff and see if I can do it today or not. And thus, our first world problems are solved.
What? okay, so today on the show, not only do we have Aerosmith concert tickets, we have Carrie Underwood concert tickets.
I know.
And we find out more about, and I hate to say this because he's such a nice guy. At least when we met him, he was a really nice guy.
No, he's a nice guy. Yeah.
Dr. Mendoza, why he left so abruptly.
It was just like, boing, gone.
It's like, he's no longer here. We wish him well. I don't even think he got a we wish him well. But anyhow, that's all coming up on the show. Plus CBS News, Jill Schlesinger.
Yeah, she'll be in the 7 o'clock hour. So stick with us. We're on a 4 hour like road trip here. So we'll be right back and hang out on 98.9 about Lyme disease.
Don't do it.
16,000 New Yorkers got Lyme disease last year. What? 98.9 Buzz, Pisano and Sandy here. A little after 6 o'clock. The tick season is off to a record start. And it's in New York and in the Northeast. And it's really bad. And it's all your fault.
Who are you pointing at?
You, Sandy Waters.
Why me?
Bill, good. I'm so glad we had so little snow this year. I hate
snow. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because of the lack of winter and warmer temperatures over the wintertime. Ticks are like, hey, this is like Florida. Vacation. Let's procreate. Next thing you know, you've got a huge amount of ticks because of the warmer winter that we had. Last couple years.
So, that is like my one, irrational fear, I guess. Why?
Yes.
I am so grateful that I have neighbors that back up right behind us and not woods. I don't get the privacy that all you people get, but I don't get as many ticks or fear of it. But I didn't realize, call me dumb, but when you have Lyme disease, you have Lyme disease for life, right? Or...
It's bad as long as you catch it, but it's a 2 to 4 week course of antibiotics. And if you catch it late, then you get you can get joint problems, heart problems.
Yeah, it's
fatigue.
Pretty sick. I only think of Avril Lavigne. That's the only person I know who's had Lyme disease. Anyone know of somebody who's had Lyme disease?
Adam Levine?
No, Avril Lavigne.
Oh, the singer Avril Lavigne. Oh, wow.
Avril Lavigne.
Okay.
Right? That was the last time we heard from her was pretty much Avril has Lyme disease.
Our dog got it. And she wasn't right, ever since. Jackie, before
Aww.
She passed. Yeah. It was like the, it was
Guys,
like
you
the,
check your,
yeah.
I know you check your dogs every time they go out, but your daughter?
Yeah. Well, now that it's warmer, now it's going to be.
Do?
Yeah, got to. They
How?
Say you got it. Well, you got to check their behind their around. What do they say? Around their knees. Wear light colored clothing. Tuck your pants into your socks. Tuck your shirt into your pants. Walk in the center of trails with high grass. Stay out of high grass.
Tell kids that. That's fine. Yeah, they'll listen. This is such an inappropriate conversation for this early in the morning, by the way, because nobody wants to wake up feeling the skeevies, itchies.
Well, I was just warning you. It's been nice out, and it's going to be nice. And they say shower within 2 hours if you can. Tumble dry your clothes on high heat for 10 minutes. Once you're done playing, that'll kill them.
Oh.
And then check yourself behind the knees, behind the ears, groin, armpits, and hairline.
It's no big deal for you either, right? When you find a tick, like on your puppies, when you found a tick, you can just take it out, right? No big deal.
It is a big deal. I take it out there, yeah.
No, I'm saying the act of taking it out, no big deal. You're not skeeved out about it.
Oh,
you're just fine.
I'm totally skeeved.
It's very surgical.
It's like a grape with legs. It's so gross.
Oh, you're skeeved out about it?
Yeah.
I thought you would love that kind of stuff.
Oh, no.
Gah.
And I was disturbed one day. I found one on the floor in our bedroom that was fully engorged, which means
oh,
that it already
God,
it,
Scott,
it already is... got it already got the blood out of somebody and fell off. And I picked it up. I'm like, what is I'm like, oh God, it's a tick. I went and flushed it down the toilet. So obviously it was attached to the dog or something.
Oh
I
my
know.
God.
So gross, man. So
okay,
just,
we're done here. No more.
If you do have a tick bite, it looks like the Target logo. Okay. It's like a bullseye. There's a red bump and then there's a circle around it. It's like dee 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 like that. So just, you know, be wary. Thanks a lot. All you people that love warm winters, it's all y'all fault. And
okay.
the deer
well,
population
gonna...
are getting it too. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to lighten things up.
What do you want to do? Fart jokes? That's fun.
Farts no, we're going to talk. The most uncomfortable, awkward thing happened at the restaurant. And I don't know how you would react to this situation when you realize that your dad has still got it.
Oh God, okay. Good morning, 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. So you saw a side of your dad, or someone saw a side of your dad that you've never seen before?
Okay, it is the weirdest, most, I don't even know the words to describe the feelings you feel when you hear of your parents getting hit on. Like, what? That's my dad. So, okay. And join in on the conversation. We'll give you Aerosmith concert tickets if
yeah.
you join. Speaking of old guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So my daughter and my dad did like a little photo shoot or whatever. And so my dad's
all
dressed
up. It's normal day.
Well, they just did. I know. They did a... for her decision day brand, a podcast, whatever. Okay, okay, so they're doing a photo shoot. After the photo shoot, they went out to eat. Now, my dad is dressed up in a suit that mm-hmm. was part of the photo shoot. My dad, the last time he wore a suit was years ago. Like,
really?
At my sister's wedding. And the time before that was my wedding. Like, he doesn't wear suits ever. Okay. So my mother is in Italy. This is all important to the story. So my mom's in Italy,
right.
and my dad's here. They go on a photo. He goes on a photo shoot with my daughter. After they go out to eat, the server says to my dad, "Oh, look at you! You looking good." Doesn't know my father. Like my daughter and my dad have never met this woman, and she's like, "Oh yeah, are you married?"
What?
Are you married? What? And he goes, yeah, my wife's in Italy. So then this woman, and this is coming from my daughter, who was just completely mortified and said she went into protective mode because
watching
she's
grandpa
watching,
get hit on.
Right? And this woman proceeds to say, wait, your wife is in Italy without you?
No.
Don't you think that's kind of weird? And my dad's like, yeah, she goes to Italy sometimes. You know, by herself. It's okay.
And she's like, and stuff, yeah.
But why would she do that? I mean, to leave a handsome man, like, just
totally
going,
hitting
yes.
on your dad.
And my daughter is like, oh my gosh, I wanted to punch that woman in the face. Like, stop, leave my grandpa alone.
It's funny. Isn't that weird when you, oh my God.
She's freaking trying to sabotage my parents' marriage.
Home wrecker.
What? Yes. The server's a home wrecker.
Don't you think maybe it's just, you know, try to get a nice tip?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know, but it's like, I don't know what I would have done if I was there, but my daughter said she was not having it. Watching your dad or your grandpa getting hit on.
Wow. I've never seen that scenario in my world, but I don't know what I get defensive. I mean, the only thing I would be is like my, if someone was hitting on my mom, you know, which.
Yeah. Have you ever witnessed that? Because
no.
your mom was a single mom for a while.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my
no.
God.
Never saw that.
Just listening to the story, I was like, what? How did Grandpa react? Because that is very telling.
He must have loved that.
Oh, he totally loved
and
that.
I'm only going to take a stereotype here, but I don't see your parents as being the ones who are like, Oh, you're so handsome. I love you every single day, right?
No,
so he probably
they are not.
They don't give compliments to each other. So this is probably the first compliment he's gotten.
Yes. Yes.
Ever.
My parents are old school Italians where they bicker. The only time they talk is to bicker. And it's out of love, apparently. But no, they are not touchy-feely. They are not
hugging-huggy.
They are not
like that.
Affectionate. They are not.
So when someone hits on your dad like that, he must have been like, well, this is new to me.
All of a sudden, my dad's wearing suits every day. It's so weird. It's like, Dad, why are you wearing a suit going to Wegmans? Well, you know.
You know, just in case there's a sample lady at the corner.
I'm like, oh my God, do you go into mama bear mode? Like, I don't know. I think this could be the same with watching your kids get hit on. Like, I don't, you know, by someone their age, obviously, but like, I don't know. I don't know how I would act because I've never,
Nobody's ever flirted with your daughters.
Not in front of me.
In front of you. Right.
I don't know what I would do.
You ever been flirted on in front of your kids? Anybody ever flirt with you?
Oh, to flirt with me. Come on. Look, I'm just a mom. Nobody's flirting with me. No.
I say 818-2899. You got stories? You ever seen your parents get hit on and made it really uncomfortable? Or have you turned into the protective kid? Anything like that? Aerosmith tickets up for grab. First call through to talk. We'll do it. Good morning. The buzz.
Good morning. I think that's absolutely hysterical. And I would die if someone hit on my mom in front of me.
Can you imagine?
No. Like, what? Don't you go to buy a bear
mom mode? Would, like, love it. She would be in all her glory. She jokes with me all the time that she wants to walk around my son's college and try to pick somebody up. I'm like, Bob, no.
You know, there was... There's a couple generations of that scenario, right? The whole Mrs. Robinson generation and then Stacy's mom generation, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? My name is Stacy.
It is? You're Stacy? Well, guess what? You're the first call through. You're going to see Aerosmith.
Oh, my God. My son is going to be so excited.
Okay, well, don't think of your son. Think of you. Yes, so maybe one of these days.
I am too. Okay.
You go to the concert and get hit on, okay? You'll be good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So Aerosmith is coming next February, but tickets go on sale. The tickets are on sale now. This is their final concert ever. It's going to be in Buffalo, all right?
I cannot wait.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you can hold the line, we will hook you up. I'll be right back. Okay.
Sounds good.
Oh, boy. How about that one? Hi, The Buzz.
Hi, how's it going?
If somebody hit on your mom in front of you, would you be like totally like freaked out?
I probably would, but it was my dad that kind of weirded me out.
What happened?
Oh.
I was having my 21st birthday. A bunch of friends of mine, we all went out to the bar. My dad stopped in to have a couple drinks with me.
Oh, okay.
And... Yeah. My buddy brought this girl with him and her friend, and both the girls started hitting on my dad, and I was like, what's going on? They're like 22, 23 years old, and my dad's almost 50,
uh-huh.
And both these girls were checking him out and talking to him.
And what did you, like, did you jump in and say, excuse me, he's married, or did your dad say something? Or
did you just let him play?
Just watching the show.
Yeah.
I let it go. My parents were divorced years before that.
There you go.
He ended up leaving with one of the girls. I have no idea what happened.
No,
after.
Really? Yes, Dad. Yes.
Dad?
That's
no, he did not.
Total hero points from a son's point of view. Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
He's single.
Hold on a second. Does he? Yeah, but this woman was significantly younger than him.
But she was hitting on him. It's fine.
Did your dad brag about that to you? Like, hey, son. Or did you just find out accidentally?
I was there.
He saw it.
No, but to get... Oh, they actually left together? Like, that night, they...
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. Oh, my God.
Or just going to the library to return some books, Sandra.
That's it.
Oh, my God, Dad.
Yeah. Okay. Your dad is your hero. Good for him. And happy 21st birthday. How long ago was this?
About 30 years ago.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Jeez. The memory still
thanks
lives
for the
on.
Call, man. That's a great story. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Look at the calls are still coming in. Okay, we love your stories. 818-2899. Speaking of parents, even at your age, your parents still what? We got to get to that on the show because Scott's buddy, what he said is just a flippant, no big deal comment was just, will he come on the air with us today?
I'm going to call and see if he, I'll reach out to him and see if he can.
So funny, but he still lets his mom do for him. Okay, CBS Morning's Jill Schlesinger is coming on the air today too. So if you have any money questions and Dr. Mendoza's mysterious exit. More details about that.
Yeah, it's going to end up clouding up and raining on us. It's all right. Oh, hi. Good morning, Sandy Waters. What's up? How are you? Oh, can I wish you happy birthday to my neighbor, Kathy? Kathy Boland, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Kathy. Skylar Barnes, buddy of mine, Skylar. I'm just going through my Facebook friends. A bunch of people have birthdays today. So if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, wow, wow. Why'd you just say that? Why'd you just admit that? So you wouldn't have known it's your neighbor's birthday unless it Facebook reminded you?
No, I knew that. I just didn't know the rest of them. Yeah, yeah. Christy Tacone, Sherry Rubenstein. Huh?
You going to really go through all of them? Does it make a difference to you if somebody wished you a happy birthday, finding out that they only knew it was your birthday because of Facebook?
No.
Like, does that make...
No, it doesn't bother me.
No. And doesn't it doesn't deflate the, aw, you remembered because you really did it?
No.
It doesn't deflate that for you.
Okay. I don't care. But that, no, that's cool. No. So, yeah. No, does that bother, would that bother you? I mean.
No, because I'm like a stereotypical guy when it comes to dates and birthdays and anniversaries and whatever.
You don't remember anything?
No. So. That is my savior.
You need Facebook to remind you it's somebody's birthday or calendar.
I mean, even immediate family members. Right. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating.
Right. Well, my brother's birthday was April 10th, and I only saw it because the day before, I'm like, oh, wait, it's his birthday tomorrow. I'm like, oh, you know, so I'm right there with you.
I should remember my own birthday. Facebook reminds me.
I remind you often.
I try to forget, but no, damn Facebook.
FM and HD1 Rochester.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Waking up Rochester for over 20 years. Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yes, hi to Wednesday morning here on the 17th of April. Scott Spizzano, Sandy Waters here. It's about 45 degrees. Going to be 58. We're going to see some rain today. No big deal. It's all right. Hi, Sam.
We got answers. Jennifer Lukey. Nice job on trying to find out what the deal really is.
Who's she with? Where's she? Channel
10.
10. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I gotta catch you up on this because it's good. But just a heads up, before 8 o'clock, like around 7:30-ish, CBS Morning's Jill Schlesinger will be on the air with us. So if you have any money questions, feel free to call into the show, 818-2899.
Yeah.
So now we know why everybody was so hush-hush about the departure of Dr. Michael Mendoza.
Right.
And this happened a handful of weeks ago. This is when the whole reservoir, oh, by the way, guys, sorry, there's been a dead body in the reservoir for months.
Right.
Don't drink water. It was around that same time.
Yeah.
March 19th, actually. Okay. So apparently, there's a separation agreement preventing both county executive Adam Bello and Dr. Mike Mendoza from talking about the matter freely, openly.
Now, remember, Michael Mendoza was the Monroe County Health Commissioner. He got us through COVID. He was very public, you know.
Yeah.
He was great.
So in exchange for signing the 9-page separation agreement, Dr. Mendoza was not subject to any county investigation and or disciplinary actions and was deemed to have, quote, voluntarily resigned from his employment for personal reasons.
Okay.
While he formally resigned on March 19th, Dr. Mendoza received his salary until the 31st and was paid about $50,000 he earned from unused vacation accruals.
Nice. I love that.
Great. So many people have that kind of story when they leave their job. So Dr. Mendoza also agreed not to talk about anything related to his employment, what he learned during his employment, like any information. He's not allowed to talk about any county officials.
Okay.
He's not allowed to talk about anything with the Department of Health.
Gotcha.
Plus, he also agreed that he would not say anything bad to the media or on social.
Okay.
So sign this 9-page document and exit.
Goodbye.
Tight-lipped.
NDA, basically. Non-disclosure agreement. Can't talk about stuff.
And then when anyone asks the county about the departure, they all agreed upon a go-to statement, which is why Adam Bellis said what he said when everyone said, wait, what happened? It was very just like, okay, yep, fine. We're done here. You know, it was it was like a nothing, right? There was a, like a nothing statement, gave us no details. So, yeah. And Dr. Mendoza remains practicing physician and a professor at the U of R.
Cool.
So we will never know.
I love this. I really do. I love this. It's a perfect ending to a really good run as our health commissioner.
I am looking at it. That's fine. I don't want to pry too much into, I mean, that's not our show. We're not into prying and trying to gossip about that. But it's just the idea of, if you were to leave your company for whatever reason, let's say that your company did you wrong, would you sign something like that that says, listen, whatever you know, you are not allowed to talk about it?
I don't, yeah, I kind of would, especially if you're going to pay me 50 grand for unused vacation. So I'll shut up.
Yeah, but they have
Here's
to pay that.
Here's my hush money payment.
Yeah, but they have to pay that. That has nothing to do with the agreement.
I know. But no, I'd be fine with that.
You know, what? Yeah. You would so easily, I mean, you can't tell anybody, Scott. You, it's very hard for you not to tell a secret.
If I had to sign something, then I'd be, I'm too afraid of getting in trouble if I sign something. If I don't sign something, then I don't care.
Whatever. Anyone ever been through this kind of scenario? 818-2899. Because every person has that person in their life that knows all their secrets, right? Like if you tell me a secret, well, it's going to get to my husband because we are one. So in this case, you can't even tell your husband? Not even your mom? Is that what you're signing up? You can't tell anybody? That's hard.
It's hard, but then you look at it. I kind of respect if this is a... He was a high-ranking official in the county, right?
Yeah.
And he still is a high-ranking official in the community.
Yeah.
So it
That's hard.
It would behoove the county people to button this all up in a nice little bow and treat this as protocol. Like you shouldn't have be able to talk about stuff that happened. Well, you shouldn't be able to.
Hang on a second. First, as you call in, if you can relate to this in any way, because day lives, businesses, we have to. Some people have to sign this too. I have a good friend who used to work in radio. All of a sudden, doesn't work in radio anymore, and he will not tell us why. What happened? He said, "I signed something. I can't.
Oh, really?
Speak about my time.
Yeah.
I go, wait, what? You signed something? He goes, "Yeah, because if I leak any information about it, then they'll cut my severance, and I won't get paid anymore. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
How often does this happen?
Well, there's such things as like non-compete clauses where you can't go to a competitor in your market. There's all these different things that exit whatever strategy that companies have.
Sure, but this is different than the non-compete. So? Well, this is also unique in that they're county officials.
Mm-hmm.
We pay their salary. There shouldn't be anything kept from us. I pay for that department to run. You pay for that department to run.
No, there's stuff that shouldn't come out to the public. No.
Which means that something happened that we would be shocked about.
You think so? You think there's really a scandal going on?
Whenever
here?
Anybody has to sign, like, I don't know why my friend left radio. Something shocking happened. I don't know what it is. What happened in the company? Who says sign this? And it's like the mob.
I get it, though. Yeah. I do get it. I don't think it's there to cover anything up because it's so obvious. Like, this is a locked up, can't talk about it kind of thing. I see it as a great exit strategy to never have any loose ends ever come back in any way, shape, or form. Even as a flippant comment, it might get misconstrued, and then you've got politics involved and people on both sides fighting. This is the best thing they could do. Lock it up, sign it away, tie it in a bow, throw it away.
how hard is it going to be to never, ever, ever, ever,
ever, ever, ever,
ever, ever,
ever, ever
say anything to anybody, anybody? I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I could. I'll be like, yeah, I'll sign this agreement. And then in very, very small print, I'll be like, I'll try.
Try.
I'll try because that, it's just human nature.
Yeah, but there's something. If there's a lot riding, if there's a lot riding on it, then you're not going to say anything.
I don't
look
even
at the
know.
Military. Look at these, you know, people that have said secret, you know, like you know, but it's top secrets. They're very, very, very emphatic about not saying anything because they know the ramifications of it.
Yeah, but then you see those TikTok videos surface, just like the NFL. The NFL is rigged. Those TikTok videos are surfacing.
Stop on your conspiracy theory.
They probably all signed one of these.
818-2899. You got a story? Have you been muted? Was it mutual? Was it something you liked? Something you asked for? First call through, you're going to Carrie Underwood. 818-2899. Take these calls. Hey, good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning. I was just recently, my position eliminated from a company, and I had to sign an agreement walking out the door.
Did you? What did it entail?
A hush-hush agreement?
Well, I won't call it a hush-hush agreement. I'll say this is a major local payroll provider.
Uh-huh.
And what they said was I would not speak ill of the company in the community and with my friends and fellow co-workers.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah,
but what happens if you do?
I guess that's a big question. It's only been 3 days, so I can't really tell you.
Okay.
And I only have wonderful things to say, of course.
Of course.
Of course you only have wonderful things.
Don't pry anything out of her, Sandy. She's freshly off.
No, I'm not going to.
Is this something that made you feel okay, or was it a little icky, or do you think that was just like the best process?
I mean, it feels a little icky because I was a very committed employee for decades, but it feels icky because of the way it all went down.
Yeah.
And honestly, I had a good run there, but, you know, walking away, it feels icky.
Yeah. Well, losing your job is not the best thing in the world, but just if you can compartmentalize that that emotion, but having them have you sign something, do you feel it's kind of like the best thing or not? I love this
idea.
Said
it felt, no, but it's like we're all frauds. That's what it is. Like every company, when they come forward with their statements, anybody, like we're all constantly lying to each other, putting on this fake facade that life is perfect. And we know it ain't true. Mm. It's all because we're forced to sign these things.
Yeah.
Well, like, how are you doing now? Are you okay? Do you need help finding another job? Do we got to do a, you know, anybody looking for
Sandy wants to give you $100,000 a year out of her own paycheck.
Well, do we? If I made that would be great. Do we need to do your job, your resume right now on the air?
No, I'm good. I've been walking away with my head held high.
Good.
I know
good
the value I bring, and I'm going to go find something that suits me even better.
Make sure.
Okay, so hang on, Scotty. What type of job are you looking for? Just in case somebody is listening right now looking for a person that has your qualifications.
I'm looking to work in radio, so are you guys hiring?
Come on down.
Oh,
bring
God.
Some food. You're in.
Do you hate money? Like, what?
What's your name? That's first awesome. Name? Who's? Can you say your first name after signing this NDA?
I don't think I should.
Okay.
I don't think I should.
Okay.
All right, we're going to call you Jane Doe, and hopefully you will not be employed on Friday, June 21st, or at least you have that day off, because you're going to see Carrie Underwood. Congratulations. Carrie Underwood is coming to CMAQ June 21st. This is a Friday night just before the 4th of July, presented by the Bowery Presents. Tickets to go on sale today or Friday at 10 a.m. At Ticketmaster.com. So there you go. You're all good, all right?
If you Thank need you. Anything, let us know. Keep us posted on your job.
Yeah. I can get ChatGPT to write a resume for you. I'm really good at that. Okay. Hold the line. Thanks for the story, okay? Stand by.
You're really good at writing resumes from ChatGPT. Why?
Yeah. Huh?
Why? Why are you really good at writing resumes? You're sending out your resume?
Yeah, man. I'm out of here.
Yeah, right.
I'll be working at a very large payroll company anytime soon.
CBS Morning's Jill Schlesinger is coming up. So if you have any money questions, 818-2899.
All right, we're going to try to raise Jill down in New York, and we'll get you back on here in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Register. It's a brand new day. Tuning in the Ray Water Play. Spazano and Sandy. They're the A-team with their energy and laughter. It's an incredible scene.
What is this?
Radio waves from the morning.
Did you get this from our boss yesterday, Sandy?
I did.
What do you think?
is this the filler music when we can't find CBS Morning's Jill Schlesinger?
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard from you yet, but yeah. No, I found this yesterday, and I was like, my boss said it to me. He was like,
I can't understand. It needs some work. It needs some work.
Well, this is a AI.
Yeah, you can tell.
Completely artificially created song with a couple of keywords, and he hit enter and it turned it into this song.
But it can't understand the lyrics. I can hear Spazano, but it needs some work.
Yeah. I hear 98.9 The Buzz.
I like the concept, the thought, because we can't hire, you know, singers and whatever.
The end part's better here, listen. It kind of wraps it all up. Here we go.
Scott's always wanted a song written about him, so he's
Sandy
in his glory
right now.
Always
wanted a song written about her.
No, not at all.
They didn't even say my name right. I mean, it's a computer, but isn't that wild, though? Can you just think, like, you know, when we first started, I mean, remember how I'm like, hey, there's this new thing called Google. Let's check it out. Remember that?
I do remember the day we went on the air. Yes. Oh, God, over these past 25 years, we've announced a lot of new things in life.
Like kids.
No, I'm talking, well, yes, yeah. Okay, kids.
Children, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, the Google and, you know.
The Google.
And now the Googles, the Googles, AI.
The AIs.
So we did say Jill Schlesinger was going to come on the air with us. And I think, you know, Scott and I are so, like, chipmunk polite with her that we don't know if we should text her and say, hey, don't forget us or what's going on. Like, if it was me that didn't show up, you would be, like, calling me relentlessly, right? Where are you? Where are you? But with Jill, we're like, okay, that's fine.
No, I just text her. I'm like, hey, you want to go in like 4 minutes? Question mark?
Like, Yeah, she's so stinking busy. She's network news, you know?
She's network news. Plus, she does hits around the country during the week to all these TV stations. And
you know, it makes me nervous, though, when she, because she's been on with us for what, 3-4 years now? And she has never once, maybe once, missed a hit.
And then she apologetic. That but it made us nervous. You know what I mean? It made us like, don't be so, it's okay. Like you're.
But the one.
What?
But the one time that she did miss our hit, it was because something major happened in the financial world. So because today it's like, oh God, what happened? Wait, I'm looking through the news stories. What's going on? What's going on with inflation? What's going on with what? You know.
Is there anything going on? Did you look?
No, I didn't find anything crazy. But
nothing popped up. It's okay. Maybe she's out walking her dog, which is fine.
Still coming up on the show.
Wait. I just got an OMG. Can we do it now? From her.
Sure.
Allison, are you there? Hello, are you there? Allison be like, sure, call in. Okay, we'll take a quick break and come right back with her. How's that sound?
Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Ah, hello. Good morning, Jill Schlesinger.
Oh, here she is.
I'm fine.
Well, I was worried because out of all of the years that you've been on with us, you have only maybe once been late,
maybe
and it
twice.
Was because
no,
because, well, because it was a major financial something happened, and you got called
that's
on
different.
Network.
That's
so today,
no,
I was
full on blowing off of steam on my Peloton.
Okay,
feeling great.
Okay,
feeling
I was
great.
Worried.
Literally, just feeling like I feel so good. God, I feel so good. I feel so good. I'm going to stretch. I warmed up. I cooled down, and then I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, what?
How did I why do I have so much time on my hands this morning?
Right?
It feels weird.
That's all right.
So stupid. I'm so sorry, gang.
You are totally cool. We love you for it. So I want to ask you.
Sandy, do you know that today, this week, is National FAFSA Action Week or National Action Week for FAFSA. I don't know what they're calling it, but it is actually an official thing that's happening this week.
Really?
Well, isn't there a lot of, what is all the chaos about it? Like all the, is it a mess this year? What happened this year?
It's so weird. It was supposed to be no problems because they were revamping the whole FAFSA form, going from over 100 questions to like 30. And that was supposed to be so helpful.
Whoa.
And more people we're supposed to be able to qualify, which is probably true. I mean, I'm not saying that that's not what happened, but when the early iteration of this came out, let's call it like, I think they did like a whisper, like we're going to do a soft opening at December 30th, 31st, you know, second, third day of January. And the whole system was bogged down. So there was an outcry. Unfortunately for them, Ron Lieber, who is a personal finance guy at the New York Times, has a kid going to school. So he was on it early and started reporting about it. And
how funny is that?
It was bad luck for them. Yeah. Anyway, they fixed those technology problems and everybody did submit their forms. But about 3 weeks ago, some colleges and universities were like, some of this information does not jive with what the people wrote on their actual applications. What's up?
What? What happened?
And so they go to the Department of Ed and they say, are you sure that all this FAFSA information is correct? Because I don't know what happened here, but it does not look like this is correct to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they said something between 10 and 30% of all the FAFSA forms were screwed up in some way.
No.
That's a huge problem because as anyone who has kids knows, you get the acceptance letters you know, in these days. Mm-hmm. And then you only have a couple weeks to compare the offers to choose the university. Right.
Then you got to pull the trigger.
And so the universities are like, we can't send out these aid packages right now. So there was a delay in some people. You will hear about some, like after this, maybe someone will call in and say that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
What the Department of Ed has said is that by the end of this month, so within 2 weeks, this will be fixed.
Okay.
And everyone's going to have the info that they need. They know what the problems are. They literally started doing daily updates on the studentaid.edu, .gov website.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a little bit of influx. But now you get that. So let's say you have your letter and it is correct. Sandy, how do you compare all these offers that you get? Is there one single way that everybody's reporting this?
Wow.
I don't think so.
Wow.
No, that's the confusing part. This whole thing is confusing. Like, I filled it out, I mean, before they went down to 30 questions. Mm-hmm. It felt like, when I was, it was like, do you want to know the color underwear I'm wearing too? I mean, it was so
I remember doing it with the kids. It was like that. Yeah.
Intense. And then you, at a point, you're like, wait, should I lie? Should I be honest? Wait, how much? Because they want to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like, yeah, I've heard you talk about it on the air before where it's so confusing, like just the financial discussion with colleges, universities, and this form, and what's the better deal?
Well, it's because money comes from like seven different places.
But they all refer to it differently too, right?
Yes, I think that's the hardest part, which is if you're someone, if it's like your third kid, you know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the first kid, or no one in your family's ever gone to college, and you're like the first generation going to college,
mm-hmm.
it is very difficult to have different colleges reporting terms in different ways.
Mm.
So I always say the easiest thing to do if you feel at all confused, or even if you think you know, is to call the financial aid office and just say, okay, I got this letter. Now, can you please go over, what is free money? What are you giving me?
Right.
That's like a very key, what are you giving me? Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what's a loan? What do I have to pay back? And what are the terms of those loans? And what's
ask
my
the questions just like that. Who cares if you sound dumb? Who cares?
Yeah.
You need it.
It doesn't matter.
Get to the point.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Your pride can just get thrown out the window. There is, and, you know, and I will tell you that I know a woman who is like passionate about this and studying this. And she told me when she had like eight different college letters, all of them had slightly different ways of describing grants, loans, scholarships, work study, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
They all had slightly different terms. So if you're trying to compare what's out there and what you're getting, you don't even know what to ask for because you don't know what is falling into which category.
Yeah.
So it is incredibly important to figure that out. And of course, as like Sandy knows, it's important to really have conversations with your kid. If your kids don't really want to go to college, don't push it. Don't spend tons of money so they fail out. Don't push it so that you think that like, well, someone did this for me, I should do this for them. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can have them go to community college. They can have go to a, if they're like psyched and getting a trade, if they're like go-getters, like Sandy's daughter, and she's mm-hmm. like rocking and rolling. And
right.
you know what? It's okay.
Don't push it.
It's okay. Don't push it.
You know, that was almost a deterrent for my second kid, filling out all those forms and stuff. Luckily, he wanted to go to community. He just went to community college for one semester, and now he's a real estate investor with 12 properties.
Yeah.
So,
and also, no matter how much income you make, right, Jill, you would advise everybody to fill out that form, no matter what your income is. Yeah,
I will say there's one new change with FAFSA that I think is a stupid rule change. Not that I ever complain about this. Well, you know, it used to be that if you had more than one kid in school at the same time, they gave you a break.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So you could have, like, my poor friends, they have twins. This is so funny. They have twins who are 15, and then they had a whoops kid who's like 13 and a half. They're just going to have a brutal time. You know, it's going to be really awful. And they'd said to me, like, when that rule changed, they're like, that just knocks us all down a level of, like, what we can actually afford.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part of it. You as a family, if it's parents, if it's grandparents, if it's siblings, the kids, like, you have to have realistic conversations. Not every family can afford it. And just because your parents could do it for you doesn't mean you have to do it for your kids. Mm. We don't want people to be impoverished as they try to help their kids get through school. And we don't want the kids coming out saddled with massive loans that they have a really hard time repaying.
Right, where they can only rent for the rest of their lives instead of buy a property.
Exactly right.
Jill, out of time. Thank you so much for the heads up on the FAFSA. If you want more info on it, you can always go to... What's the gov site that you love? The U.S. Gov?
Sorry?
What's the website?
It's studentaid.gov. Uh-huh. Or on my website at jillonmoney.com. I have a blog post up about this with links to all the places.
Oh, perfect. Oh, just go to jillonmoney.com. Give her the hits. Thank you. There. Say hi
Thank
to Jackie.
I'm
we'll see you next
I was
week.
Late,
no problem.
I'm so sorry.
We still love you. All right. He's making stuff up. Okay, goodbye.
The Buzz.
My friend's mom still cuts his hair. On 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Scott's Pizzano, Sandy Waters. So I'm having beers with my buddy Pete and Joe, and talking about, it's just like normal. Just like, oh yeah, so my mom's house got my hair cut the other day, and then watching the Masters. I'm like, wait, what?
That is so awesome.
Your mom cuts your hair. I'm like, ever since I was a little. I'm like, you're a grown man.
Oh, my God. Can we call him, please? Because I thought I was the only one that still had things that my parents do for me. And at my age, I shouldn't still have them doing it. Like, my dad will have to help me take my car in for an inspection. Or, there's a laundry list of things. 818-2899 if you have something. But can we call him?
I'm calling.
Please.
Oh, God.
Adorable or freaking weird to have mommy cut your hair.
Hey, Pete, you've been listening? Did you hear what Sandy's saying about the... Tell her the story.
I'm saying, you brought it up.
I know, but tell her the story what you told me the other day about getting your hair cut.
Okay. All right. So I have never had a haircut at a barber. I'm 52 years old, never had a haircut at a barber. I got to imagine you're interested in finding out how I get my haircut, why it's not all the way down to my knees.
Yeah, yeah. Scotty said because mommy cuts it for you.
Mommy cuts my hair. Hey, no, let's go ahead and square this away.
Yes.
Right? So when I was younger, when I was a child, mm-hmm. my mother cut my hair and it was financially beneficial for the family to do that, right? And sure. I was a kid, I didn't care.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We all been there, yeah.
Right? And then I go through my teenage years, and it was a little bit of a battle, right? Because I didn't want I had the mullet. Yeah. I had the mullet working, and I didn't want the mullet infringed upon.
Right.
But then when I became an adult, mm-hmm. it was all about spending time, right?
Oh.
Right. So, I'm 52 years old now. I get my haircut with my mom, and it's haircuts with mom. It's
haircuts
all about
with mom.
Spending, haircuts with mom. Oh, my gosh.
Haircuts with mom. It's about spending time with my mother. Nice. She does a fantastic job, by the way.
I must say. Yeah,
wait,
she does.
Can I just ask, because everybody's thinking, is she a stylist by trade?
No, she's not, but she certainly has become one over time.
Where do we cut the hair? In the kitchen? In the... Where?
Yeah.
In the garage?
Well, it depends on the season. Uh-huh. Right?
Okay.
So it's in the kitchen in the cold season, and then we're out on the back porch in the summer. Right?
I can
so
just...
The neighbors get to see what's going on.
You know, Pete, I could just picture you with like a checkerboard Italian tablecloth around your neck, around your shoulders, sitting there on a stool.
On the so- yeah.
You know?
Now, is mom Italian? Are you Italian?
No,
this
they're not.
Totally
No. She's Irish. She's a little leprechaun, right? So it's a good thing I'm sitting down because she'd never be able to reach me if I wasn't.
He's a tall guy.
Absolutely love this. You are such a mama's boy. It is so adorbs.
Nothing wrong with
well,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoy the time I spend with my mom now. And even though she complained, she always said, if I had a nickel for every time I had to cut your hair, let me tell you, if I ever showed up at my mom's house and my hair had been cut by somebody else, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's like me bringing ragu to the house, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. It's a big no-no. Yeah. So although she gives me the business about it, I certainly recognize if I showed up and somebody else had cut it, I'd be a lot
you'd be
of
okay,
trouble.
What happens when mom loses her touch? Because we all, as we get older, we all kind of, you know, we're not as good as we once were at things. So when mom starts to botch up your cut, are you going to, will she even accept a no? Because I think that's the scenario that a lot of people live through right now, where you try to tell mom, no, I got it at my age. You don't have to do this for me anymore. And they just refuse to accept a no.
It's like the equivalent to like taking the car keys away from grandpa, you know? Yeah. That's going to be the hard part.
So it's one of those things where... We haven't really crossed that bridge yet.
Okay.
Let it go.
So I don't really have an answer for you, but I've become very good at styling my hair. Yeah. Right?
Oh my God, this is so cute.
I figure it out. I got the workaround.
One final question as we take calls, 818-2899. Is this adorable or freaking weird?
No.
And what do you still allow your parents to do? Are you married, Pete?
I am.
Okay, and how did your wife feel about this the very first time she discovered you go to mommy's house for mommy haircut time?
She actually thought the same as you. She thought it was adorable. She loves the fact that I spend time with mom. She sees the value, and she's a mom too. We have three beautiful daughters, right? She recognizes the value of it, and she thinks it's adorable.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So cool.
All right, bud.
So cool.
Thanks for explaining to Sandy. And
no problem.
Thanks for
it's such a great with mom, guys.
That's right. Haircuts with mom. It sounds like a podcast. It's coming.
Yeah,
up.
I know, right? I'm going to look for that YouTube video.
I know, right? Thanks. Buddy,
thanks,
see ya.
Guys. Take
bye.
Care.
Yeah,
bye bye.
Oh my God.
818-2899.
Give us a call. Is there, okay? So, like, I'm trying to, well, I don't
at
have.
At your age, even, well, think about it. Yeah. At your age now, your parents still what for you? These messages that are coming in, and I'm trying to get a hold of her. Oh, God. She sent us a Facebook message. My husband will still to this day come home with folded laundry and food in Tupperware. We've been married 10 years and he's in his 40s. If that's not a slap in the face to me. Wait, folded laundry? This I'm trying to get her on to call in because I don't understand the folded laundry, because folded laundry would mean he would have to bring his laundry
to mom's house.
So he's asking for it. Like, or is this a situation where just mom refuses to listen?
Right? I see a lot of these things that seem a little weird at that age, being habitual and having more than one reason, right? Like Pete said, it's his mom time couple weeks. I get that.
Yes. Yeah. Now, really think about this, Scotty, and I don't know if you could relate to this in any way. I'm sure you can, because I know your wife's father still does things for her.
Oh, man.
Get it, right?
Two words, pirate's booty. Every so often at the back door or in the garage, there'll be a case of, you know, the snack size pirate's booty from Costco sitting on our back stairs.
Why is that Jill's? Has that always been Jill's favorite?
Jill's snack? Dad just drops it off. Yeah, it's so nice. I don't know if it's a, I don't think it was a kid thing. No, it's just that.
It's not her favorite snack?
But it's Ellie's favorite snack too. So
that's cute. I'm saying what he does for your wife still at her age, she should be able to do for herself.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a couple. You don't have a story?
Not really.
So weird sometimes.
I don't have a story.
818-2899. Do you have a story? I'm sure there are so many of us that have that story, and Scotty cannot relate to this, but when my dad does things for me or my mother does things for me, and they still do, and you know what, for quite some time I would fight it and be like, never mind, I got it. At this point, they just need to feel needed, I think, at their age. So I let my dad
let him do it.
Come over, put oil in my car, or check the oil, or check my tires, even though I know it's probably deflating to my husband's ego.
Yeah, how does he feel about it, right? 818-2899, call in and tell us what that little thing that's been going on all your life. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Is there anything you do for your boys that you...
Well, I traditions, I guess. Even though
not traditions. You go.
All I can think of. I know. I do understand. I'm just trying to get it out. Like Christmas is. I know it's a tradition, but they will always get Christmas gifts from us, and I will always treat them like they're seven.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, then I got nothing. I really don't. Oh, I really don't. Both my parents have passed. And there's not a real big since childhood thing that I know that my wife's been getting from her parents.
Okay. I just can't. Anyhow, I think that's adorable. Anyone else, if you still have mommy cut your hair, that's awesome.
All right, you, it's 98.9, not Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. Good morning to you. Maybe some rain by midday afternoon. 40, 50, 60% chance of it.
Why do you really go to festivals? So, Lilac Festival, everybody's been talking about. That's the next one, right? Mother's Day weekend?
Yep, yeah.
Mother's Day weekend?
That's right.
Is Lilac Festival somebody, you would know this, Scotty.
What's that?
Now, I know the organizers have changed. Does that festival start every year at the same time? Or does it move, fluctuate?
It starts Mother's Day weekend. So,
it's always Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, so that Friday. Yeah, I don't know. When's Mother's Day this year?
So
the 12th or something like that, right? Let's see. What's it? April, May.
Yeah, it's always the weekend.
So May 11th, Saturday, is the first full day. That's when the parade is. Friday, okay. I think Friday's opening ceremonies. The 10th and then the 11th, 12th is Mother's Day, right?
Because that's a Mother's Day thing to do.
Yeah.
Lilac Festival.
Yeah, man.
And then they just announced, didn't they just announce Park Avenue taking applications for vendors?
Yeah,
that's
man.
August 3rd.
Park Ave Fest.
Okay, so here's the thing about the Lilac Festival specifically, because I got into a conversation here at work, and when I went to the Lilac Festival last year with my older daughter, and she wanted to go just because, you know, I haven't taken her since she was a little girl. She's like, oh my gosh, let's go together. So it was like the middle of the day. It was perfect. Okay. Not a lot of people were there. It was the middle of the day, beautiful day. And we walked through the festival part of it. But really, we cut through just to get to the lilac part of it. Because that's the festivals, the lilacs, right? We're walking around the lilac bushes, and of course she's taking perfect Instagram shots.
Sure.
But there really was nobody there walking through the lilacs. Granted,
yeah,
it wasn't a weekend, it was a weekday, but I was like, wait.
Isn't this supposed to be, instead of going over to the Euro tent?
I would think more people would be in the lilacs than they are in the festival. But no, it was and I didn't really spend much time in the festival, actually. I preferred just to hang out with the lilacs.
There's more people at Kettle Corn than there were at the 1,200 varieties of lilacs. Honestly, I think we all have different reasons to go. Like, there's been so many years I've done the Lilac Festival. My God. I mean, I've been doing the parade for over 25 years. And very rarely have I taken the time to go up into the lilac bushes.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
You, Mr. Appreciate Nature and Gardening and all that, you haven't?
Well, a little side note, I used to live up near the top of the hill on Goodman Street, so I could walk over there anytime.
Oh, you take it for granted.
Yeah, I did take it for granted, yeah. That's
funny. Once you see one lilac, you see them all.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny because some people will go just for a specific thing. Like, I know people who will travel to Rochester for Henry's Kettle Corn. You know, where he makes it that big copper vat.
Now, is that true?
It's true.
They go for the festival, or are they?
I've known some of the previous organizers who hired the people there, you know, like sold the booths. Like, and they were doing it every year after year. And they said that they would stop by and talk with this Henry guy who used to be a lawyer or something like that. And he goes around the country and people will come up to them, the organizers, and say, we came in from, you know, Chicago, or we came in from Cincinnati.
No way. Yeah. Nobody is coming from Chicago just for Kettle Corn.
Yeah.
No way. I don't believe that.
Then they're lying to me. There's no reason to lie to me.
There must be another reason. Oh, we wanted to visit mom and so happened to check out the Kettle Corn. There's no way you're coming from Chicago just for Kettle Corn. Not the festival. Even to say I'm coming and I love the festival. This is not, I'm not poo-pooing anything. But I question, do you really travel from long distance just to come to the festival?
Yes. How about your husband? Driving to Buffalo to that Mexican food place for lunch and back. What's that burrito joint that came here for a minute?
Oh, yeah, he's crazy. I think he's insane.
Okay, well, that's
I never understood that.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You're going to waste all that time, gas, just to see, just to eat a bag of kettle. You can order it online nowadays.
Not Henry's, not when it's fresh out of that kettle, man. There's nothing like it.
Oh, my gosh. Anybody, 818-2899, do you have family coming from in out of town just for the Lilac Festival or a vendor that will be there?
That's awesome. Hey, it's all about the journey, Sandy, right? It's the journey, like life. It's not
spontaneous.
The end.
So it's spontaneous. So adventurous. I don't have that in me.
No, God, no. Good morning, 98.9, The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. Researchers have come up with a daily stress exercise that only takes 20 seconds.
Oh, so it's a breathing thing again?
No, it's not a breathing thing.
Okay.
It might be a little weird to do in public. You want to do it in private.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not indecent, but it's I can call it self-love.
So this alleviates stress.
Yeah.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
Alleviate your stress in 20 seconds. All you have to do is...
hug yourself. Hug yourself. This research team at Berkeley showed... they published an actual study. This is Berkeley, you know, wow. Close your eyes, think of a recent mistake that you made, or a failure, or something that's been bothering you, okay?
Okay,
then consider how thinking about how that makes you feel. Then...
Okay. Wait, hang on. Everybody do this.
All right.
If you're driving, obviously.
Don't,
you can,
yeah,
but
just
hang
remember
on.
This.
Okay, close your eyes, think about a mistake.
Just think about something that you're just like kind of bummed about. Maybe a mistake, or something that's been bothering you. Then bring both your hands to your chest, like this.
Okay.
Like you're hugging yourself.
I got a lot of mommy guilt, so I got a lot of mistakes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Like just grab yourself right around the shoulders or above, just below your shoulders if you can.
Yeah.
And give yourself a hug.
Aww.
Consider thinking
about... for 20 seconds?
Yeah. How does that make you feel right now? You're giving yourself a little hug for 20 seconds, you know?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. It kind of feels good.
Do it like you're hugging somebody else. Pretend you're hugging somebody who you really, really love.
Is this what it feels like to
love.
Hug me? Hang on.
Feel how it feels like. Just pretend you actually love yourself for once.
No, wait a minute. I'm a tight hugger. Like if we go in for a hug, I'm one of those tight huggers.
Oh.
I probably make people feel uncomfortable, but I go in tight. And
are you a back cracking hugger though? I'm a back cracking hugger.
No, I'm not a back cracking hugger.
The worst.
I'm just a squeezer. love this.
Give yourself a 20-second hug every day. Take a couple seconds, close your eyes, love yourself for a second, and then open your eyes when you're ready, and then go on with your day. They say if you do it every single day for a month, it will have incredible positive benefits. Everything.
Everybody walking by the studio right now is like stopping for a moment thinking we're absolutely wackadoo. But if you want to get the office talking.
Exactly. Yeah. So something
it
you can do.
It actually feels good. I actually like that, Scott.
But don't do it every so often. Do it like once a day. Make it part of your routine after you're done brushing your teeth or something before you start your morning. Give yourself a little hug. Give yourself a little self-love.
I love that so much.
Love yourself like you love others. All right?
There you go. All right.
The alarm goes off and the buzz comes on. Kick off your mornings with the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.